This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will pay more than $1 million to settle claims that its police engaged in misconduct during protests in the summer of 2020. The settlements range from more than $12,000 to nearly $600,000. Denver City Council approved the payments at a meeting Monday. Last year, a jury awarded $14 million to protesters in a lawsuit following the same protests in 2020. The town of Nederland is shutting down its police department. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the move comes after a series of resignations.
Those include its top position. Marshal Jennifer Feinleben stepped down last September. A finalist for the job was selected after a months-long search, but the candidate withdrew his name. The town is relying on a recent tax increase to restaff the department. In the meantime, the town will contract with the Boulder County Sheriff's Office for law enforcement coverage. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Xcel Energy customers will see lower energy bills because of a steady drop in natural gas prices. CPR Sam Brash has more.
A warmer-than-usual winter in Europe has let gas prices come back down to earth over the last few months. Xcel Energy is gradually passing those savings on to customers. It's planning to cut about $1.80 off the average household natural gas bill in April and 56 cents off the average electricity bill. That's in addition to previous drops in December and February. Now, those reductions haven't stopped an investigative committee at the state legislature. It's looking into ways to protect ratepayers from future commodity price swings and plans to question Xcel Energy executives this afternoon. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Starbucks workers are in federal court in Denver this week. They claim the company fired them in retaliation for union support. A judge could force the company to rehire the unionized workers and give them back pay. The trial is the largest case since Starbucks stores in Colorado began organizing last year. Aurora has a new fire chief. Alec Otten comes from Virginia. Aurora's last fire chief left for Las Vegas last year. Metro Denver has some clouds today, highs near 70. This is CPR News.